and decided they'd go down there.
And
I have three grandchildren, too.
Yes?
And a 20, 18, and 14. The oldest one's a boy, and the other two are girls. And you know the definition of a dad?
What's that, sir?
Dad is the man who gives away his daughter to a boy he knows is not good enough for her to help raise the grandchildren smarter than anybody else's.
this is your second wife, now, you say?
Mm.
And
we were both raised here in Huntsville.
Oh, you don't say?
We married different people, and then we got together on the second time around. Now, families for three generations have been close friends.
Yes, sir.
But this was the first marriage between the two families.
How long have you been married now?
15 years.
And what about, is your second wife, how far does she go in school?
She was went to the University of Texas. I don't believe she graduated, though. She went to work, I believe, when she was 19. She worked for the American Telephone Telegraph and for a Superior Oil Company.
And
then she was married first time to Dr. William State's son. And William State's Junior, and then he died, and I was divorced, and Ruth and I married. Our father taught chemistry at Sam Houston for 44 years.
44 years.
And the Hall of Science up there is named for him, the Claude Bullen Farrington Hall of Science.
And you say she attended the University of Texas. Was that at Austin?
Mm-hmm.
And
she was here in school, of course, first, and then went over to Austin.
Do you remember the house you were born in? The house your family lived in when you were born?
Actually, my mother and father had lost two boys. My mother was 4'11". Rather, somewhere around 20 to 30 when she married. And then she didn't have my first brother until for 4 years, I believe, after they were married. They were married in 1900. And so when was coming along, they took mother to the nearest big hospital. She went over to New Orleans. I was born in New Orleans, Louisiana, but came back to Texas, and we lived first in, I remember the house very well, to answer your question. We lived there for a number of years, and my aunt, when my grandmother became ill, we swapped houses, and she moved in the big house with grandmother, and we moved to her house. I lived over there for 6 years, over here by the Methodist Church. Then back, after grandmother died, into the big house. And just beyond the First National Bank is an old house that was my great uncle Tom's home. It's now known as the house, descendants of his other. And the Tom in Sanford St. John had the houses exactly alike, facing each other and just across the street from each other. They were, the layout, rest of the layout was different in the two houses, wings and what have you, but